question is, how do you go from playing one of your best periods of hockey in the first period to not getting the result you want here tonight?
It wasn't ideal. There was a reason why we were up 3-0, and it was because we were doing the right things and playing the right way. It doesn't always go like that, but we gotta, you know, especially when you get the results right away, like, we gotta stick to it. And we had the talk, you know, in between periods, like, let's stay on it. But they're a good team. They're gonna come and push and play well and press a little bit. But it's up to us, no matter what happens, just to stay on it. Like, we can't be turning the puck over like that and giving them easy transition. And we just, it just wasn't the way we were supposed to play. We did it all the first, and we certainly got away from it. And we can't afford to do that, or else we get those results.
You seemed to weather it in the second period. You seemed to weather it in the second period. Did you just run out of gas in the third, and just too much protecting or inability to protect the puck?
I don't know if it was out of gas. It was just, I felt like we were just kind of got away from what we were doing before, honestly. And what we were doing before wasn't anything special. Like, we get the puck, you know, it's a rolling puck out there. The ice is a little choppy, so we got to use it to our advantage and put it behind them, forecheck hard, be tight, have that support, and make them cough it up and turn it over, and that's when we get our chances. But we have to be solid defensively too, and that's, I think, our first goal was a prime example. We're in the right spots, we're doing the right things, we're not cheating the game, and then we score off of it. And again, it doesn't always go like that, but especially when you get the result and you do the right things, like, we got to know, and you just got to press on that formula. But we didn't do that.
You have to have a short memory this time of year. How tough is it to let something like this go?
It won't be tough because there's nothing we can do about it now. And there's so many more meaningful games here left that we just have to take advantage of. And the one we're getting ready for is just that next one on the schedule. So we have to do everything we can to prepare as best we can to make sure we get the 2 points that's available. Because as the games dwindle down, the points only get more meaningful here. But that stuff's going to take care of itself. We just, like, we know what we're capable of. We show it. We played a long stretch of it before this little, you know, last couple of games here consistently. So we just have to get back to that. That's all. It's really a simple fix. But we got to dial it in and make sure we do it throughout the whole game, and we'll be fine.
Charlie, they were clearly trying to get themselves going, get themselves back in the game. They're down 2-0 at the end of the first, and they get all the fights and all that stuff. Then you score. How surprised are you that they were able to kind of come out there in the second and just, you know, do what they did?
Not too surprised, just because, like, they're a good team. They're where they are in the standings for a reason. I think a lot of people have doubted them, and they've proved a lot of people wrong, but that's the way their year has gone. They have plenty of good players, and they're a good team, and they're not just going to sit back, especially when it's the end of the year and it's crunch time and they're down 3-0. Like, they're gonna play better, so we have to expect that. And as I kind of touched on, like, it doesn't matter. Like, we hold our own with our guys who went at it with theirs. We get a big goal right after that. So we have momentum, but it's about starting it up again in that second period. Whatever, nothing happens, but third period comes, and we have to get back to the way we know how to play and what's given us success, especially in the first. But we didn't.
It's probably easier said than done, but is the trick to maybe, like, pretend like you guys are down 3-0 coming out for the second instead of up 3-0?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it. Like, it's a 0-0 game, I guess. If I'll be honest with what we talked about, it's 0-0. So, like, let's play the right way. We're not sitting back because we still need to score, but we get to score the right way. It starts defensively and doing the right things, dial in those details. That usually pays off for us, and we know that. We proved it tonight. So that's got to be our MO.
You're a vet. You've been a part of these playoff pushes before. How can you use that experience to help this team right now?
Well, we got to talk it out. We got to go over some things, especially in video, that we can get better at and dial in. And again, I kind of touched on it. Like, it's nothing crazy. It's nothing too special. It's a very simple fixes. It starts with a mindset, one, and too, we got to know, like, we're going to have everyone's best game. If we go ahead, teams aren't going to sit back, especially the teams who are in contention just like we are. So just talk it out, learn from it, and we move on and get the next one.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.